Welcome, Cindy. Thanks for coming on and telling us your story. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alice. It's nice to be here. So my name is Cindy Hackenberg, and I was born in 1958 in a small town called Hot Springs, Montana, which is on an Indian reservation. I have two older brothers and two younger sisters, and they still all live in Montana, as well as my mom and dad. My dad was a logger. He had his own logging truck, and my mom was a stay-at-home mom. Growing up, I would go with the next-door neighbors to Sunday school at a Lutheran church, as the rest of the family was not into any form of religion. After graduating in 1976 from high school, I traveled to Alaska, the frontier of America at that time. I did many different jobs. I worked on commercial fishing boats. I worked construction. I also worked in the school systems. Most of the time, I was in Juneau, Alaska. I ended up jumping back and forth from Alaska to Hawaii, as they were sister states, for the next 8 years. In Hawaii, I had my own business. I owned a pedicab, which was a bicycle that had a small seating area in the back where one or two people would sit and I would pedal them around Waikiki. I met many people from all over the world. It was a fun job and a great way to stay in shape. And luckily, it had 5 speeds. During those 8 years, at the age of 20, I decided to travel around the world by myself. From Hawaii, I flew to New Zealand, where I hitchhiked around the two islands. The Kiwis, as the New Zealanders are called, are very friendly people. And from New Zealand, I flew to Australia for a few weeks to travel there, and I found the Australians also to be very loved people. Then it was on to South Asia, Nepal, and India. I traveled for about a year. New Zealand and Nepal were my two favorite countries. My intention was to see the world and check out the different religions. I came to the conclusion that everyone should just respect each other's faith and call it good. At the age of 26, I moved back to my hometown, Calistoga, Montana. Shortly afterwards, I met and married John, my husband. We have now been married for 32 years. We have a son named Darren, who is happily married and lives just 12 miles from us. For a livelihood, John and I were antique dealers. We did antique shows throughout the Northwest. This was before the internet and eBay. It was a great way to make a living, but then the internet came along as well as high gas prices, so we have since retired. Up to this time, my spirituality was pretty much nil. In 1993, at the age of 35, John and I desired a change from the cold, gray Montana winters. We found sunshine and paradise in a small fishing village called San Felipe, which is in Baja, Mexico. It is about 125 miles from the California-Mexico border on the Sea of Cortez. We have been snowbirds for 22 seasons now, 6 months in Montana and 6 months in Mexico. Now I'd like to share my spiritual awakening story. Every year, there's a race called the San Felipe 250, where many off-road trucks, cars, sandrails, buggies, four-wheelers, motorcycles come to San Felipe for an off-road desert race. It is a big event, and we have many friends from California that come down and watch and party. We had all decided to go camping on the beach the night before a race. I had eaten a marijuana brownie earlier in the day and became so turned off on the whole party experience, especially around the campfire. I just saw the stupidity in how all the drunks were acting. I moved my tent away from the loud campfire scene and took it down to the beach. There I spent the rest of the night soul searching. I felt I had hit bottom and the only way out was up. I remember pleading to Jesus to help me. I knew there had to be more to life than pursuing outer happiness. I woke up changed and ready to let go and surrender to God. By the second season in Baja, John and I were either hosting or going to neighbors' homes where we had bi-weekly spiritual book club gatherings. I also met a lovely woman named Jan who lived 50 miles south of San Felipe, next to a lighthouse on a rocky point on the Sea of Cortez. She had spent years fixing up a round house, plus building a yoga studio and some cabanas for guests. She would invite spiritually minded women down a few times a season for wonderful gatherings. A great sisterhood has formed from these gatherings. My soul just loves to go down there and spend time enjoying the big flocks of pelicans and other birds that feed off the rocks. To me, it is truly a magical place. One time, as we were heading back to Montana from Baja, we stopped in Mount Shasta, where I bought the book Step by Step We Climb by Pearl Davis. Pearl Davis lived in Mount Shasta with her husband, Bob. Saint Germain had asked Pearl and Bob to marry so they could work together as one and bring in the Ascended Master teachings. There were three volumes. The Step-by-Step book number one is their service from 1940 to 1949. And volumes two and three was inspired talks given by Pearl in her home in the 70s and 80s. They became my Bible. I got a lot from the books. One thing that really resonated with me was Pearl always saying, "God help me so I may help others." She was about service and helped me to understand how important service is. Another year passing through Mount Shasta, I picked up the three of the green books by Guy Ballard and read and studied them. And then another year, it was the Bridge to Freedom books. So for about 15 years, my husband and I would spend most mornings reading and studying these books and other spiritual books, such as Eckhart Tolle books. During these years, I spent a lot of time cleaning up what was in my heart. Then, in the spring of 2010, while I was in my favorite Mount Shasta store, the Soul Connection, I saw a flyer about the Heart Center Big Sky World Freedom Conference. And I said to myself, "Wow, I live in Montana. I'm going to go to that." And I did. I remember Guy Ballard had a radio show and how I wished I had lived during that time so I could have heard it or had a chance to go to a Ascended Master conference. As you can see, I knew nothing about Mark and Elizabeth Clare Prophet. Well, it was like a dream come true attending the Big Sky Conference. At the conference, I tried to meet as many people as I could and get to know them. I was in seventh heaven, being around like-minded spiritual people who are Ascended Master students. Luckily, William Starr took me under his wing and explained many things about the Heart Center, like why the different colored chakras. He also explained the I Am Presence chart. And most important, he taught me how to navigate the website. I was pretty naive about computers back then. John and I would do the ray of the day decree each morning, just one ray of the day. The blue ray, we'd do a decree on that day. But we used to really just do it one time through. So experiencing the rapid taste the cream was a bit overwhelming. Yet I knew this was a big part of the heart center and that I would have to learn to do it. Now, I truly enjoy the cream, but my favorite is singing the songs. My first Meru class was on yoga, and that was a godsend, for I had been meditating in the prone position for years, and my body elemental was ready to move. I did Babaji Kriya Hatha Yoga. It really helped to clean out my chakras. I have kept up my yoga practice, and I like to do yoga at my altar while I'm listening and participating in the morning broadcast. I thank God for beloved David and all the wonderful heart friends that I have made in the last 7 years. My life has so much more meaning. The spiritual growth that has occurred is beyond telling. And one of the things on my I Am Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams list was going to as many heart center events as possible. I believe I have achieved that dream. So that is my life in a nutshell. Thank you.
Wow, Cindy, that was great. Thank you so much for telling us your story. Thank you and have a wonderful night.
Okay, you too. Thanks, Sarah Alice.